Good morning, Michelle.
This is Terry Lieberman-Smith, the coordinator for Lead for Pollinators. I'm here with Michelle Colopy, the executive director of Lead for Pollinators. Good morning, Michelle. How are you today?
Oh, good morning, Terry. It's great to talk with you.
We talk a lot, but we want to share some information with all the people who are following our Facebook page and our website of some save-the-date items for their calendars, because we do want everyone to be prepared and save the date for these two exciting events.
So our first event is with our fiscal sponsor, the Cleveland Pollinator and Native Plant Symposium. It is their sixth year for doing a national symposium. It will be Ohio, September 25th. They're having national speaker and expert Doug Ptolemy talk. He is from the University of Delaware. He gives some wonderful presentations about caterpillars, talks about birds, and that connection in the ecosystem, certainly of our landscape and the birds and the insects and how we have this balanced, healthy environment. So she puts on a wonderful event, national speakers, highly educational. It's a great place to network with others who are doing either landscape design, landscape architecture, who are trying to plant pollinator habitats, who are from metro parks, from arboretums. So it's a wonderful place to learn how we can support our pollinators, our birds, and the environment so that we have this healthy balance.
This a full-day event?
Yes, the Cleveland Pollinator Native Plant Symposium is a full-day event. The second day is field trips to actual projects or gardens where you can actually see some of the practices put into a working garden, a working facility. So it's usually a mix of going to a residential garden that has been changed, because we are so used to in this country having grassy yards in the front and the back. We have your basic evergreen bushes at the side. We have some azaleas, maybe a few rhododendrons, and that's it. And if we plant any flowers, it's in a flower pot we stick on the front porch.
Basically a food desert.
Yes, it is a food desert for so many things. And we wonder why the mosquitoes take over. It's because all we've done is create mosquito habitat, because we have all these potted plants out with the saucers underneath them that leave standing water, so the mosquitoes breed in that. And we just don't have that diverse environment that brings in the predators, the beneficial insects that will eat the pests. So you want to have diversity in your environment, in your yard. And while many communities, if you live in a homeowners association, they are so focused on, we want blades of grass, a certain color green, and no more than, say, an inch and a half tall, that's not a healthy environment. There are other ways to have a healthy environment to protect all of us, have that beauty, and provide support, and whether it's habitat or food for the native birds and insects. We need our insects to feed our birds. We will not have birds without insects. And especially the insects that are those caterpillars, those baby insects, are food for the baby birds. So in the spring, let everything live, because it's usually food for something else.
So this would be a great event for even the homeowner with a few acres to come to and learn about diversity for their own yard and for what they can do with their own property.
Yes, it would, because you will also be able to network with landscape architects or designers or a nursery that does some landscaping for people. So you will have that opportunity to network with those experts. So it is a great opportunity to find out what others have done and or how you can do it. If you're a hands-on person and you want to do all the digging and the planting and the layout yourself, go for it.
Save the date, September 25th and 26th for the Cleveland Pollinator and Native Plant Symposium. For more information, visit our website, www.leadforpollinators.org.